Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture, and all of the connections between them. This morning, we have a fun and interesting guest, as always. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us your name and the name of your farm.
Carolyn McIntosh, Lochmoy Farm. We're the home of the Maryland Horse Trials. In Adamstown, Maryland, Frederick County, we're in the shadow of Sugarloaf Mountain. Come out, you see a great view.
236 acres. That's a lot to maintain.
263 acres.
Ah, 263 acres is even more to maintain.
Yeah.
What is Lochmoy Farm? Because it's the Maryland Horse Trials, but it's also a farm. Is it a working farm?
So Lochmoy is from the McIntosh Homestead in Scotland. Lochmoy means loch is lake and moy is flat plain. So that's what Lochmoy means. I visited the homestead when I was in Scotland, and it's very similar terrain. So what we do at Lochmoy is we have dressage, show jumping, cross country. We run events under Maryland Horse Trials. We also run dressage shows. The property is bordered by the Monocacy River, which provides really awesome trail riding. Unfortunately, I can't make my course any bigger because of the river. So it is a very compact course. We also have a cross-country schooling course where it's open year-round. Cross-country schooling and trail riding, as well as a gallop track.
There's a lot going on there. Is this also your home?
Yes. The property's divided by Park Mills Road. The house side has sporting, indoor, and my home. And then the other side is strictly for horse sports.
So when you say trail riding, is this like a club or a golf club where we can come and ride?
Well, if you volunteer, you most certainly can ride all the trails that are there and go down to the river. I have several trails in the woods all along the perimeter of the property.
But it's not something we can pay to come and ride.
I mean, yes, people do pay. I mean, they come to cross-country school and they pay to cross-country school or to trail ride. But if you volunteer, you get a pass and you can come out and enjoy everything.
You have a very loyal group of volunteers. Some of the most loyal volunteers I've ever seen. And this is not a small group of people. This is 25 plus.
Oh, just last year alone, we had over 350 volunteers. And some of them volunteer for almost every event.
The events that you have, you're hosting close to 30 events a year.
Correct.
How do you keep these volunteers together? What is your magic?
Well, number one, we set up a system called Eventing Volunteers where you can go and sign up to volunteer. All the events are listed. And that way we keep track of your hours and you get great benefits the more hours that you volunteer. And if you volunteer, you get logo wear, you get a cross-country schooling pass, or if you don't want a pass, you can come and just get logo wear.
For somebody who doesn't know, cross-country schooling, I'm picturing horses sitting at a desk. What is cross-country schooling?
Well, you come and park your trailer, take your horse off the trailer, tack him up, and I've got it. Probably 200 jumps out on the cross-country schooling course with water, banks, and ditches of all levels. You can come if you just want to do logs or if you want to do prelim, which is about the highest I have on the schooling area.
So no desks involved?
No desks involved.
What does a volunteer do at an event? Does it depend on the event?
Well, let's say you sign up to scribe for a dressage judge.
That's, okay, describe me. I'm sitting at the desk writing.
Yes, you are okay. Sitting at the desk and you're writing just what the judge says.
Okay.
It's not hard. You just write. If you're a dressage writer, it's a great way to get a lesson. So that's what you do if you do scribing. Then if you're a cross-country score runner, you hop on a four-wheeler and go around the course and pick up scores from all the cross-country jump judges.
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah. And then
I'm assuming you have to be 16 or older for that position.
For that, you need a driver's license.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Then we do have dressage score running where you just walk from hut to hut and pick up scores. Other jobs include cross-country warm-up where you sit and you check the riders in as they come in to school, the jumps that are set up before they go out on course. And then you can be a starter where you start them at the start box. You just do a countdown for them, wish them well. And I've got just great people that do start and they enjoy it and they're friendly. Everybody is friendly. That's the key word. Everybody is welcome. Everybody. We don't want people that
that aren't friendly.
Yeah, that aren't friendly.
It's part of the thing.
Yeah.
Who wants to go volunteer at a place where everybody's grumpy?
Yeah. And what's great about the eventers is they're very, very appreciative. They thank the volunteers. They know how important you are.
Is it mostly eventers volunteering for other eventers? Or is it people who used to do things or they want to do things? What does the body of your volunteer look like?
Well, a lot of the eventers that are, you know, riding now are very busy, so they don't come out and volunteer. Some do. Well, we get teenagers. We get older people. You just sit in your car if you're a jump judge and you watch the riders jump over the jumps and you report on a radio and write down whether or not they jump the jump clear. It's very, very simple. And they've made really great friendships. I mean, they're part of my family. They're just amazing.
Our Frederick area here, we have people who move in and people who move out. And Maryland's one of the big three horse states. A $3 billion budget impact on the state is the horse industry. And Lochmoy is one of these folks, one of these event facilities that's bringing in this value-added agriculture to our area. It seems like with everyone moving in and moving out and the housing additions and the boarding, if you want to find your people, and your people are horse people or former horse people or people who want to be horse people, or maybe you want to be a vet and you're thinking about this, you go out and you volunteer and you meet people.
Absolutely. And for the Maryland International, we have all kinds of extra jobs, like the vet box. When the riders are done with their course, they have to come into the vet box, the cooling tent, and we have volunteers that help cool the horses down. There are vets there, take the tack of the riders, throw it in a golf cart, drive your rider back to her trailer or his trailer.
And when the day is done, there's something special for your volunteers.
Yes, absolutely. We have a big volunteer party where we have drinks, food. Everybody sits around and enjoys themselves. When it's cold, we have a nice fire pit and everybody has a great time.
So it's a way to make friends. It's a way to meet people. It's a way to be productive. So many times I hear people say, well, I want to go, but I don't know what to do. And you actually have a mentor program for that.
Yeah, we do. We have all kinds of training for people. And what's great about this is my volunteers don't only volunteer for me. I mean, we've got them going off to all the events in the area. Some of them go to Kentucky for the Defender 3-day. They go to the Maryland 5-star. I mean, I walked around the 5-star and I was just so excited to see so many of my volunteers, and they love it.
It's the camaraderie. It's the friendship.
Yeah.
And your respect for them and their respect for you. So if you're new to the area, it's a great way to get involved. I often hear people say, well, I get into these sports because I don't know anybody. And then it's so competitive. This isn't competitive. No. It's a volunteer.
No, it's great.
You have a wall of fame that's new for
them. Yes. I put up all the volunteer pictures on a board where everyone, including the competitors, can see it. And it's a great way to know who's volunteering. You put the face and the name together.
It was actually at one of the events. You had us in the VIP tent. The Maryland Horse Council was there. You gave us some brunch. I'm a trail rider. I don't even know what a 3-day event is. Okay, so I do. I've learned about it because I'm from the side of the microphone.
Yeah.
But I was there and I could see them. And you know what the thing that got me was, as the horses went along and they're jogging along, I don't know why I didn't think about this. As a trail rider and a gated horse person, I did not expect to hear the rhythm of the breath and the hoofs together. The hoof,
yes.
The sound.
Yeah.
And I looked at the person next to me and I said, do they do that all the time? Is that good? Is that what they're vet checking them for? And the person took the time, it was actually Amy Burke, took the time to explain. If you're looking at me like, you haven't heard this? And she explained all of the rhythm and how it works and the feet. Just by being there and feeling that camaraderie, it's a kind of a special place.
Yeah.
When the riders came off and they came through the tent, when they're hot and they're tired and they're just worn out, because it's an incredibly physical
sport. It is very physical, yeah.
They all said thank you and how much they appreciated, except for the ones who didn't know what to do. And you always get a few who didn't know what to do. And those volunteers were walking over going, are you okay? Are you in shock? Do you need orange juice?
Yeah.
It was a really kind of magical thing.
Yeah.
It's very competitive for the riders, but yet the camaraderie is there.
That's the one thing about eventing. I mean, my daughter did, you know, the hunter jumpers. But when we switched to eventing, everybody was on your team. You're riding against each other, but you want to help each other. And it's just really gratifying.
It was a cool kind of thing to see.
Yeah.
When we come back, we need to find out how you got involved in all of this. And was it premeditated? Join me, Rayshan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon. Carolyn McIntosh, thank you for joining me this morning. Why did you decide I'm going to walk away from my life and just go off and do something completely different? Did you just wake up one morning and go, yeah, I'm going to do this?
No. What I did was I would take my daughter to events. I had no idea it was run by volunteers. Absolutely no idea. So I got this farm and it was like, it would be cool to turn it into an eventing facility, right? Well, little did I know what it took to do that. And volunteers, huge, huge part of it. It's taken a lot of time, but I love it. And I travel all over the world. I've been to every 5-star, Lemuel and Poe, Adelaide, all the events. And I just, it's like addiction because now I'm going to be going to badminton and then I'm going to go to Chatsworth. And then I'm going to come back and then Mill Street. We're going to Mill Street because one of our riders, Maddie Temkin, won our exchange program with Ireland. So I'm going to Mill Street because Maddie's going. And one of their riders will be coming to Lochmoy for the Maryland International. So we need to find him or her a horse to ride during the event. But it'll be exciting. And then after that, I'm going to go to Bremen because it's Ian Stark, my course designer's last UK course design.
So you wake up, you're taking your daughter to these things. You've got this farm and now I'm going to make an entire business out of it.
Yep.
If there's somebody out there thinking, I have a farm and I've been hauling my son or daughter around to all these events and I'm going to retire from my job in my 50s and go do this, what would you tell them?
That's an interesting question because I was talking to some competitors at Carolina this weekend. And then somebody else called me from Pennsylvania. And my key thing was you have to provide something that's going to give you income. So the first thing we did was put in a cross-country schooling course. Mark Phillips did it.
And that's a course designer, much like a golf course designer. Yeah. It's someone who designs this course.
Yeah. Mark Phillips was married to Princess Anne. Okay, so he is a pro and he is brilliant. He just sat down, looked at my terrain and figured out where the water, the ditches and the banks should go based on the terrain. He did it in like 5 minutes.
My goodness.
And we built it. And then that is income every day. So that's key. You want to have something. Have your rings set up so you can do dressage schooling or show jumping schooling. You know, if you can put in a cross-country schooling course, do that. That's very important. You can't just run an event.
And then point two is the events.
Okay. So the events, you just have to think about how many jumps do you need? How much do they cost to build? How much do they cost to put out on course? You need a certified course designer, someone with experience, because you don't want to just go out and do a course yourself. You can't do it. It's not safe. So you need an experienced course designer and a good course builder who can build good, solid jumps and put them in place.
And this is something that you want to spend the money on because it's going to last.
Well, jumps last about 5 years. I've rebuilt several jumps. You've got to paint and stain them every year to keep them in good shape.
And then what's the next thing? So we have our steady stream of income. We need some insurance. We need somebody to mow all that grass.
Yes. And you will be mowing grass constantly.
263 acres of grass.
Yeah.
A lot of grass.
Yeah. Well, my course side is 75 acres.
So we're going to invest in a really good lawnmower or an amazing crew.
Yeah.
Put that into the budget.
Yep. And you have to have people that can constantly take care of your rings. You can't just put footing down. You've got to drag your footing before and after events. After it rains, you've got to drag. There's a lot that goes into it.
So you have your basic schooling. You have your income, then you have your events, and you have your
maintenance.
Maintenance is a big deal because you can have a wonderful facility, but if it's not maintained.
It has to be maintained. I mean, that's where a lot of the money goes. It's just mowing, fixing, reseeding, I fertilize. You just can't let anything go.
What's the third thing? So we've got maintenance and line items. We've got something to bring in income and then the flash of the events. What else would you advise people to do?
You need a good accountant, a good bookkeeper, a good steady stream of income. And you might need some loans to get started, which I haven't paid off yet.
Well, you isn't that the name of the game? You break even? Would you encourage someone else to go off and say, I have this farm and I want to do an eventing course. I want to have a bed and breakfast and I want to do all these wonderful things. What advice would you give them? Would you say, don't do this, run, jump into it wholeheartedly? Where's your passion? What would you tell them?
I would sit down and really look at the costs, because today they're exorbitant. I can't even imagine starting this all over again.
In a business such as Lochmoy, where it's a farm, but it's an event center, what do you do? Where do you find this knowledge base?
I think the most important thing is to go to other events and other venues and just talk to people. Look at how things are run. Everybody runs their events differently. And every time I go to an event, I come back with a different idea. Try to make things better all the time. But it's important to be involved, like with, say, the Maryland Horse Council. They're very good. Get a lot of support from them. Also, you make a lot of contacts in the ag world and the horse world.
They keep you apprised of the legislation, because the laws and the rules can really affect what's going on on the ground.
Yeah.
One of the really important things that's currently happening as we speak, actually, when you walked in the studio today, one of the things that actually happened was a piece of legislation that could actually impact a whole lot of stables and a whole lot of barns, a whole lot of event centers like Lochmoy, is a recreational negligence piece of legislation that could put you out of business.
It could put me out of business, because if that passes, I can see my insurance going up exponentially. And honestly, I don't know if I can still run.
Because you're a member of the Horse Council and that legislation came through, it was not on the watch list because it was for gyms and swimming.
Right. But it does affect us. It affects everyone in the horse and recreational business. Agritourism is
the pumpkin patches, the farms, pick your own orchards, the recreation.
Corn mazes. I was thinking about putting a corn maze across the street, but absolutely, this would affect it. I mean, everybody signs a waiver when they come to Lochmoy. Volunteer, schooling person, everybody.
And this is a waiver law for negligence that has gone to the House and the Senate to exchange sides and move into more of the processes towards coming a law. It's one of the things that the Maryland Horse Council does pretty darn well, is keep people informed. And that trade group, that knowledge exchange, really helps businesses help businesses.
Absolutely.
As we go through this process.
Yeah.
If I have no idea what Lochmoy is and I drive up, what do I do? Is there a parking lot? Do I have one of these volunteers with a golf cart come get me? Where do I sit? How do I go see something?
Well, you drive in the gates. There are some directional signs that tell you where to go. We usually have some wonderful parking people that are there to greet you. They help us tremendously, because we do not have a lot of parking, and what parking we do have is very, very tight. We can fit everybody in, but you have to listen to my husband, who runs the parking. So you just drive up. We tell you where to go, where to park. If you're a volunteer, you'll park in an area where you'll be able to drive your vehicle out on course to be a jump judge. Or if you're a dressage judge, you'll park behind your hut. If you're a spectator, we do have a parking lot, and you're more than welcome to come and walk around and just watch everything.
I am someone who wants to event. How do I do that? How do I find out where you are and sign up and hear about some of the events that you've created?
Well, you can go to the website, lochmoyfarm.com or themarylandhorsetrials.com, and everything's right there. It'll show you where to go to volunteer, where to go to sign up for an event. Just click on the calendar and you can see everything.
And you have some really creative ways of doing things. You really thought the process through, and you have an abbreviation, PYT.
Oh.
I thought that was just something neat.
Well, that's a really great event. It's pick your time, pick your test for dressage people or just amateurs or eventers. You can come and you just pick out the time and the test you want to ride and which ring. And when you're done with that, you can run over and do blue ribbon jumpers. And that's a blast.
Now, there's something that you've glossed over that we're going to have to put out there. Lochmoy doesn't just host little local shows. You've hosted a 4-star That's a big deal. What's a 4-star and why is that a big deal?
That's a FEI event, which is classified as an international event. We run the 1, 2, 3, and 4-star. So when the riders, they use it as a stepping stone to go up the levels, where we have a lot of 4-star riders that go on to ride 5-star. They go overseas to Badminton Burley or to the Maryland 5-star that's in October, or they go to Kentucky.
One of the things to keep in mind, Maryland used to be a big horse racing state. The sport horses have now taken over the popularity of race horses. It was 2-1, if not more. And Lockmoy is one of the driving forces behind that, because you're not only hosting international events, this 4-star, and you also have USEA events.
USEA is the United States Eventing Association. They're called recognized events, and we run 1 in October and 2 in July. Riders use these as their stepping stone to go up the levels, which would be from a starter division up to advanced. What's interesting about the recognized events, the USEA events, is starter is the lowest division, and it's very simple. And then it goes up to beginner, novice, novice, training, modified, prelim, intermediate, and advanced. You get a lot of riders that come in, and maybe they'll only do beginner novice forever, and they want to qualify for the American Eventing Championships.
Aha, okay.
So they'll run, you know, 3 events anywhere, and they qualify based on their score. And then they get to go to this great event in Kentucky. At least that's where it is this year. And you're in the horse park where all the 5-star happens. And they had 900 people there last year that had qualified. Yeah. A lot of people just, you know, they don't try to build up to the upper levels. They just enjoy where they are. And one thing we do, we're in Area 2. So we hold the Area 2 championships, and that happens in October. And we get people from, you know, North Carolina, Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia. They do their victory lap at the end and they get great prizes. So we love doing that. And we'll do that this year and next year.
When you talked about your travel, you're going out to pull ideas in. People are doing all this travel and coming to you to pull ideas in and to earn points and pursue what their passion is. When they do that, they're buying gas, they're eating at restaurants, they are staying in hotels, they are using the services in our area, they're seeing the history of the area. They might ride out on trails at like Manassas or Antietam or Gettysburg. They're in our area, and this is part of what the horse industry does and moves us forward as a whole economy. People come to watch the events. People travel to participate. This is really not just a horse event. This is a draw event. If I am traveling with a horse and I am doing this eventing and I'm on the road, am I using local farriers? Are the vets? You have a lot of vets that would be there, I would assume.
Yeah, well, we have vets on call, or if it's an actual event, the vet and farrier are on grounds.
It supports all the services.
Absolutely.
You have been such a good resource in this program for our listeners. Where are the resources that you go to?
Well, I'll tell you, I love the Equiary. It's great. I advertise in it. People look at my calendar in it. I go to it for different vendors and trades. And the person that I just absolutely go to all the time is Tracy McKenna. If someone has a question about Maryland and horses, anything, I give them Tracy's number.
She's got the answer. She is the ombudsman.
Yes, she is. There's no one like Tracy.
And with the Equiary and the Maryland Horse Council coming together, it just blooms.
It's excellent.
Carolyn McIntosh, you have amazing ideas. Everything from volunteers to how to mow the grass, get a business off the ground, and have some fun
in Maryland,
making money go back to Maryland State so we can all drive on the roads and get to our events.
Great. Well, I love it.
And where do we find you and learn more about Lockmoy?
Go to our website, lockmoyfarm.com or themarylandhorsetrials.com. You can find our calendar, get on our email list.
Thank you for joining us here on Raising Connections. We hope you've made some connections, and we'll see you next time.
This program is a production of Raising Connections Media Company, hosted and produced by Rashan Mayer and edited and mixed by Robin Temple. For more information about our programs, visit RaisingConnections.com.